Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beep, beep. Who's got the key to the Jeep? Vroom. Tell me who sings that song, Kevin.
I don't know.
Colby? Parker?
Don't know.
877-881-1053. It's not Nickelback.
I know, that's good. Not God. Right.
All right, 877-881-1053. You can also text in your fantasy football questions. Now, hit the music, Parker.
Oh, it's Missy Elliott.
Oh, my God. You're supposed to hit the music.
What music? We don't have music for this segment,
Rico
Corey.
Would have music for this
Whoa,
segment.
Oh, that's a good point. 877-881-1053. Probably that music, too. From the 817, which defense are you rolling out, the Cowboys or the Bears?
Good series here.
I mean, the Cowboys. The Bears are going against the Patriots.
Oh, my gosh. You're right about that. Man, but the Bears have not given up a rushing touchdown all year. Like, you can't – well, I mean, I don't even know if the Patriots rush for touchdowns, but they haven't given up any rushing touchdowns. They have given up 11 passing touchdowns this year. That puts them right, you know, towards the bottom of the pack.
It's not Khalil's fault.
But, yeah, I guess Cowboys this weekend, because I don't think that – Alex Smith's offense is scoring more than 21 points against this Cowboys defense the way it's humming right now.
Neither team is scoring more than 21 points. My bold prediction, 18-12. They combined to kick 10 field goals.
I had 27-14.
18-12. Hmm. Who should I play this week from the 214 in a standard league? Baker Mayfield or Mitch Trubisky? Another Bears question, huh?
I'm very interested in what Trubisky's doing. I want to see it and how they match up against the Patriots. I think he can get the yards and the numbers. He's going to throw a couple picks, and you got to be willing to accept that based on, you know, how, like, what you're looking for. Baker's team has not quite played up to expectation, right? So there are still a lot of drops that Baker's dealing with, and that's out of his control. Like, he can only put the ball on the receiver. They got to do their job to catch it. And I think Trubisky's group is doing a better job of taking advantage of that. So, and also, I don't know what you're going to see with Nick Chubb this week. I think you're going to see a lot of him being the star for against Tampa Bay. So I think you're going to get a lot of that at first, and I think Trubisky's going to have to air it out because he's going to have to catch up to New England.
From the 817, since this deals with New England, Brady or Goff at the QB position?
Goff against the Niners, who Aaron Rodgers kind of showed me up a little bit, because I kept saying that Aaron Rodgers was going to get a lead and then sit on it for a while, and then Aaron Rodgers had to come back to win the game. Now, that being said, Mahomes still got one more point than Aaron Rodgers last week in fantasy, hey. So I'm okay with that. Who you should get, Goff or
Brady?
I'm gonna go with Goff against San Francisco. I just don't love San Francisco's pass defense, so I'm still gonna go Goff.
What about Phillip Rivers versus Deshaun Watson? I mean, Phillip Rivers statistically has been phenomenal this year.
Yeah, but he's playing Tennessee, and that is a weird defense, man. That's one of the toughest defenses to figure out. When it comes to passing, they've given up the eighth least amount of passing yards. They've had the fourth least touchdowns scored against them in the air, and they have five interceptions this year. So they're a tough team to do what you want to against them. Who's Watson playing this week? Who's the Texans are playing Jacksonville? Didn't you just get a blueprint on how to beat Jacksonville?
You think that's going to hold up?
I do. I think, it depends, because they're not going to use Carlos Hyde this week. They just got the trade. I don't know if they can implement him fast enough into that game plan. What they want to do And the reason they got him is so that they can slow down the offensive game plan, because their offensive game plan has become nil. Because T.J. Yeldon is a really good pass catcher out of the backfield, but isn't a great grinder whenever it comes to running between the tackles. So I think that their defense is still going to struggle and be worn out because their offense isn't going to be able to convert yet. Maybe in a couple of weeks. So I would probably go with Watson.
PPR, Michelle Chubb or Chris Thompson? Chris Thompson, I know, is questionable for that game, so that might play into your thinking.
I'm going to say Chubb over Michelle.
Okay.
Because Chicago's run defense is that good.
From the 214, flex Edelman or LeSean McCoy. By the way, 877-881-1053. You want to get your fantasy questions in. I like this one. Nathan Peterman versus starting nobody.
Ooh,
start nobody.
Start nobody.
Edelman or LeSean McCoy in the flex?
I say Edelman because I don't like LeSean McCoy's numbers this year. Buffalo's just terrible. They are awful. And I think he's maxed out at 12 fantasy points this year.
He's only averaging like 3.6 a carry, too.
Yeah, and Edelman, like, think about this. Chicago's done very well defensively, but if that means they're not getting beat over the top, then that means Edelman's going to have great matchup nightmares with what they're doing in Chicago. So I think he's going to get his. And I think the Patriots will get theirs. I think that's why I like Trubisky, too, because if he doesn't turn it over, he's going to have to air it out in order to keep up with New England.
From the 817, lot ride down this one, Corey. Cousins or Mayfield? My season depends on it.
Cousins or Mayfield? And Minnesota is playing.
That's a lot of pressure so early.
When is Minnesota playing? Who's Minnesota playing? They're playing New York. Man, New York's one of the best like fantasy defenses this year because they've had like two really good games. I think Mayfield's going to get his points though. The Jets pass defense. The Jets have 10 interceptions this year. That's second. That's tied for second right now. They have 14 sacks. They've given up 11 touchdowns. That's a good number, but the 10 interceptions kind of scare me, and Cousins has a propensity to throw interceptions.
Right.
But that being said, they don't have a running back. Like, Minnesota doesn't have a good running back that they're like, yeah, we're just going to go with the run game. So roll out Kirk Cousins, and I'm sorry if it goes wrong.
Oh, no.
I don't think it will.
They just said their season depends on it.
I'm sorry. Hey, listen, I'm trying everything I can here, and 90% of the time, this could be one of the 10%, though. All right.
From the 817, Devontae Adams is on a bye. My best replacement is Nelson Aguilar, but Kenny Stills is supposed to do really well. Your call.
All right. So I like Nelson Aguilar, but he doesn't. Like, every time I see him, he has this great catch, and I'm like, holy crap, how did he do that? But he doesn't score, like, more than 8 fantasy points a week because right. They spread the ball around so much. Kenny Stills against Detroit secondary. I mean, Slay's going to be on him a lot. But I think they're going to have to throw it a lot to Stills. I don't like Kenny Stills either. I'm not a big fan because he's a boomer bust guy. He's a DeSean Jackson. Either he goes over the top and beats you for a touchdown, you're not going to get a lot of short passing game with him. I actually like his teammate, Wilson, a little bit more than I like him. But if you're going to give me the choice between those two, I say go with Kenny Stills in that game.
Chubb versus Alex Collins. Got a lot of Chubb questions today. Alex Collins looked really good last week.
Because a lot of people, Kevin, the Chubb thing is because he just became the starter.
Yeah.
I mean, with that trade, that changed everything.
So people are, it's kind of like what we talked about with Yeldon a few weeks ago with Fournette dropping out.
Yeah, I think I'm sticking with Chubb on this one. I went and grabbed Chubb off the shut up, Parker. I went and,
holy Lord.
I got Chubb from the waiver wire and Jesus Christ.
What are you doing right now? You can't stop. You got to go.
Must have been an awesome waiver wire.
You know, one of my favorite, Kevin, the league, that show, The League.
Yes.
There's this one time where Taco, he thinks everything's on the way. He was like, hold on. You can just pick stuff up off the waiver wire. So he's walking. He's got this bike, and his friends are like, hey, where'd you get that bike? He's like, off the waiver wire. And they're like, what? He starts grabbing food off their plate, and he's like, yeah, this is on the waiver wire, isn't it? It's just everything's on the waiver wire.
They're like, that's not
but
how
yeah,
that
I'm,
works.
I'm going to go with Chubb this week
Sounds
over
like
whoever
it.
Your other option was.
PPR, Yeldon or Deion Lewis?
Mm. Man, I don't ever trust the London games. I never play. If I have an option, I don't play anybody in the London game. Who was your other guy?
That's fascinating.
Yeldon. I don't know. Well, I'm not. I would say Yeldon, but I just don't know. I don't have a clue how much that affects them throughout the week, and you know who's going to be affected by the time change and all that stuff. And sometimes guys just don't perform because it's a weird environment for them. So I just stay away from the London games.
From the 817, you going with a combo of Kamara and Christian McCaffrey or Kamara and Ingram? Yeah, we had a debate about this last week about pairing up the same position from the same team.
Kevin, I told people start AJ Green and start Boyd, and that turned out pretty good. I told you I'm a fan of starting both Ingram and Kamara at times. I'm not going to do it against Baltimore. Baltimore's run defense is pretty good. I will start. I know Philadelphia's run defense is really good too, but McCaffrey's a stud. You know, one of the keys is you always start your studs. I think he's a stud in this game, even if it is against Philadelphia. So I think he gets his in the passing game just as much. So I'm starting Kamara and I'm starting McCaffrey.
From the 903, Peyton Barber or Ito Smith? Man, I don't think anyone has asked about either one of those two guys yet this year.
Well,
are you going to tell them to hit the waiver wire?
No, I'm going to tell them to start Ito Smith.
Okay.
Because, Kevin, you're the one that gave me the information about Tevin Coleman and the Falcons looking to trade him.
Yep.
So Ito Smith, now that Devontae Freeman is out for the season, Ito Smith is a guy that I think they're going to give a good hard look to. And Peyton Barber's a guy that you're probably going to get some good numbers from him. And man, Cleveland really got roped last week in the running game. But I'm very interested to see what Ito Smith does. I have him on my bench because I'm not sure yet, but I would say against the New York defense, go ahead and run him out there.
What about, and this is a couple of newer names to Fantasy Focus as well from the 214, Matt Breida versus Kerryon Johnson. Hey, shout out, Parker. That's an Auburn kid.
Breida against the Rams defense. Is that something you want to do? You want to run Matt Breida out against the Rams defense right now?
Their run defense is pretty good.
Their run defense has given up 3 touchdowns. All right. They average per game, giving up average per game in the running game is, oh wow. They give up about 100 yards a game.
Nice, yeah.
So, but who was the other option again?
Kerryon Johnson.
Kerryon Johnson is going up against Miami, and Miami is worse than that. They give up about 120 yards a game.
Worse.
And they've given up, you know, 6 touchdowns. So I'm more willing to go with the team that gives up the booty.
Let's get some Cowboys in the mix here. From the 469, DeSean Jackson or Cole Beasley? Man, Cole Beasley was awesome last
week.
Yeah,
he was. I don't believe it yet.
Oh, really?
Sorry, Cole. I'm going to go with DeSean Jackson because they're going to try and force Cleveland to throw the ball and Baker Mayfield into some interceptions, and they're going to try and go deep against them to kind of quick speed up that game. I don't trust Cole Beasley yet, but if he has a similar game this week, no, not because of Twitter, dude. He's actually really funny. He had a great interview with Ben and Skin the other day. It was really funny.
Oh, he had a great interview?
He was great, dude, because Ben and Skin drew it out of him. If he is what he was against Jacksonville this week against the Redskins, absolutely you pick him up.
I love this question because they already have a built-in excuse to go with it from the 469. Buck Allen or Frank Gore? Hey, Carlos Hyde getting traded really screwed me this week.
Frank Gore. He's not going to get as many carries as Drake, but I still would run. I love Frank Gore. I'm starting him in every league I'm in.
Man, we got a heated Hall of Fame discussion in the past about Frank Gore.
He's the best.
We're the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Hope we helped out your fantasy football teams. Make sure you yell at Corey if it doesn't work out.
At In the Majors on Twitter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.